Lecture 20, Athenian Victory in Northwest Greece.
In this lecture, I plan to deal with the Athenian and Peloponnesian fighting in northwest Greece. That would be the lands around the Gulf of Corinth and the Gulf of Ambracia. I am going to depart a bit from Thucydides' strict chronology by dealing with this theater of operation, which was vital to the Peloponnesians, and by 426 BC, certainly by the end of the year 426 BC, the Athenians had won a decisive strategic victory in this area, and a victory that in many ways promised to deliver the Athenians an overwhelming advantage in pressing the war or pressing negotiations. That did not happen because the Athenians were simultaneously fighting in the northern areas of Greece, the regions of the Chalcidice, including the rebellion of Potidaea, and they were dealing with King Perdiccas II of Macedon. And that theater I'm going to reserve for a second lecture following this lecture. And in that theater of operations, the Athenians suffered important setbacks and quickly found their financial resources depleted. So when a rebellion broke out at Mytilene on the island of Lesbos, the Athenians were put in a real crisis, a fiscal and strategic crisis. So they couldn't follow up the advantages they had won in northwest Greece. And so these two lectures together function as the main narrative of the opening years of the war, right after the initial strategies had failed, down to about 425 BC, when another remarkable turn of events would dictate the final years of the Archidamian War. Well, let's look at northwest Greece and look at the theater of operations and why it was so vital. And the Athenians learned some very important lessons here. Two of their most talented generals, Phormio, who won several important naval engagements in 429 BC, and then the general Demosthenes, not to be confused with his namesake in the 4th century BC, who loved penning philippics, that is, orations against Philip II of Macedon. This is a different man, not related to the later orator. Demosthenes turned out to be one of the most talented generals to come out of the Archidamian War, and learned very important lessons that changed the face of Greek warfare. Also, Brasidas, who started off as what is known as a symbolos, or exsymbolos, as Thucydides would write, an advisor who was a liaison officer to Peloponnesian allies. He distinguished himself in the fighting here, and he's the guy responsible for making Thucydides a historian, because he will change the whole course of the war, or the later stages of the Archidamian War, by his capture of Amphipolis, which earned Thucydides his exile and forced Thucydides to exchange the job of general for historian. So the theater of northwest Greece is important for those reasons. In 431 BC, the Corinthians were probably sanguine that they could at least win in this region and reverse the humiliations they had suffered in 434 and 433 BC, fighting the Corcyraeans and then the Corcyraeans and Athenians together at Cybota. The Corinthians had good reason to believe that they had plenty of ships. They also had a number of important connections with the populations in this part of Greece. And the regions of western and northwestern Greece had never experienced the development of a polis. Most of these people still lived in tribal societies. Their towns were essentially open markets with sanctuaries. Aegitium, which was the principal town of Aetolia, which constituted much of western Greece along the northern shores of the Gulf of Corinth. It was cut off by mountain ranges next to Locris and Boeotia on the east, and it stretched to the Archelaus River in the west, and west of the Archelaus River were the Acarnanians and other tribal people who were allied to Athens. And in these zones, the population lived in many ways as Greeks had done in the time of Homer and before, and Thucydides makes a number of comments on this. Therefore, they did not adopt the hoplite warfare, and they excelled as light infantry. They were usually termed peltast, which is a catch-all phrase for men who fought with javelins, slings, bows, and arrows. The peltast was a man armed with a small shield held in the center, quite distinct from the hoplite. He wore very little body armor and depended on mobility and stealth for his protection. And this was the type of warfare practiced in these regions.